The pasuk, when it comes to man, which falls in this week's parsha in Shishi, the Bnei Yisrael saw the man, Vayomru Ishal Achiv Manhu. They said, Manhu, which if you read it in the way I inflected it, Vayomru Manhu, you're missing the point. It isn't that they called it man, they said, Manhu. What is it? Kilo Yodamahu. They didn't know what it was. That's why they asked it. So the name of Mon, when we say Mon, it's about wonder, about not understanding. What is it? Asking questions, thinking about it, trying to figure it out. There's a story which Rav Schwab tells in his memoirs that when he was doing his gap year, didn't have the name gap year, having come from Frankfurt in Germany to study in Poland at the Mir, and he decided, where did he go? You know, it was as it were an off Shabbos, an out Shabbos. So he went to Radin, took the train or whatever you took to Radin to see what it was like by the Chavetz Chaim, you know? This is in the 1930s. Chofetz Chaim already was a very old man. And he tells a few stories about things that happened to him there when he met the Chofetz Chaim. He describes, apparently it was Parshas B'Shalach, and the Chofetz Chaim spoke at Shalosh Shivus and raised the following question. The Chofetz Chaim said that the Gemara tells us that what was the taste of the man? Well, everybody who's read the Little Medrash knows the answer to that question. Taste of the man was whatever you wanted it to be, right? Whatever you wanted it to be. I guess it could even be, you know, like a cheeseburger. Oh, you have to imagine what it was like. But whatever you wanted it to be. So the Chofetz Chaim said, what was the taste of the man? What was the taste of the man if you didn't think about anything? Didn't think about anything. So nobody could answer the question. So the Chofetz Chaim said the following thing. If you didn't think about it, then it had no taste. It had no time. Because if you don't think about something, then it has no time. It has no taste. It has no meaning. A life lived, taken for granted, just there. This is what the Chofetz Chaim was saying. You have to think about everything, even about the man. Otherwise, it doesn't have any meaning. And the meaning of food, in that sense, is the taste, the time. Now, following this, we understand what the Torah is trying to tell us. Every day that the Jews went to eat in the desert, they looked at what was on the ground, and they didn't say, it's man. Rather, they said, what is it? Every day they looked at it in wonder. And looking at it in wonder, it had meaning and it had taste. We were learning this morning, the end of Hilchos Deos. And the Rambam ends Hilchos Deos with the discussion of two aveirot, lo tikom v'lo titor. You're not allowed to take vengeance, you're not allowed to bear a grudge. Now we all understand why somebody does something to us, so we have a grudge against them. You know, they wouldn't lend us their pen, so now we're not going to lend them our pen. Or we'll say to them, I'll gladly lend you my pen, unlike you, who wouldn't lend me anything. Both of those are aveiros. So, but it seems to be a pretty natural kind of thing that we bear grudges against people for what they've done to us. And the Rambam says, this is a person, it's not ra'ui, it's not fitting. Why? And he says, All everyday's banal matters of the world, a person should not internalize it in such a way that it leads to acts of vengeance or feelings of resentment. Shehakol etzel hamavinim. All these things, as far as a person who is a mevin, a person who in life understands that the unexamined life, a life without raising questions, if I can put it in these terms, because this is the way it struck me as I was learning it, a person who doesn't ask in wonder, what am I doing? You know, we just think that, you know, you eat something and it tastes whatever it tastes, that the palate operates on its own. It's not true. The ultimate palate of life is the brain. And the world has no taste. The world has no meaning if you don't think about it. So the Rambam says, Shakol Eitzel HaMavinim. All these matters, when it comes to people who dedicate their lives to being Mevinim, to understanding the world, all of these banal, unimportant matters, they're really, he understands something. It's not worth it. It's Hevel, the Rambam says, the Havai. Things of naught and insignificance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom, and we should work on the palate of the mind to ask about all things. Man Hu. Have a good day.